Welcome to this month's special guest interview.
This month, I'm very pleased to have Dr. Hans Kugler as my special expert guest. Dr. Hans Kugler, PhD, studied physiology at the University of Munich and received his PhD in chemistry from Stony Brook University in New York. As a professor, he taught chemistry at Roosevelt University, Chicago, where he began his aging research doing longevity studies on people and cancer-prone animals. Dr. Kugler is now the president and founder of the International Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine in Redondo Beach, California. Dr. Kugler is the co-host of the radio TV program Here's to Your Health, the author of 8 books on health, including Lifelong Health, Learn How to Control Your Genes to Stay Young with Age. And he was also a co-author in 3 A4M anti-aging therapeutics textbooks. He is a frequent presenter at many health and anti-aging conferences throughout the world and is a highly regarded motivational speaker on topics related to anti-aging, fitness, weight loss, and heart recovery. Good morning, Hans, and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update.
Good morning, and with this nice introduction, gosh, I'm sitting straighter in my seat.
Well, I consider you to be one of the remaining pioneers. Hans, you have seen it all, and you are an expert in anti-aging, among other things, and you've got a wonderful take and a beautiful strategy that I hope that you can share with us. But what is anti-aging as it is presented by experts that study that field, and why do you have such a strong interest in this field?
Well, we can go back to the most basic definition of aging, right? And I think we can all agree, without looking at all the sciences, that aging is a constant decrease in the capacity to do things physically and mentally. And looking at the definition of lifelong health, as published and proposed by the former Emmanuel Churaskin from Alabama University School of Medicine. He was one of my mentors for a long time. He says lifelong health is a state of homeostasis achieved by doing so and so many health practices correctly, right? So if we now do these health practices correctly, then we can actually reverse the most basic things on aging, right? And it was believed for some time that after the age of 50 or 55, that you couldn't rebuild muscle mass. Well, a lot of studies show that this is just not so. A study by Dresden University in Germany very recently showed that after the age of 55 and 85, if you are doing it correctly and you're following some basic guidelines, now, as I outlined in my book, Lifelong Health, which is a basic how-to book, then we can really achieve all this, right? Now, at this point, when I discuss this with people, they always used to say, well, health practices, that's just health practices. That's not really anti-aging. Again, wrong. Because with the discovery of telomeres, those extensions at the end of your DNA molecules in your body, we have actually demonstrated and proven that health practices are true anti-aging modalities. That means if we do the health practices correctly, we will actually slow down aging.
Yes, very well put. Now, were you born in Germany? Did you grow up there? And if you did, how did you end up coming to the United States?
My family, we were actually in East Germany, and my father was in jail there a couple of times because he didn't agree with the communist dictators. And so right after World War II, I don't remember that, my family went running, shooting, bang, bang across the border in South Germany near Stuttgart. My father reopened the pharmacy. He was a pharmacist. And so I went to school there in a very conservative, a very conservative school. 80% of my fellow high school students became Catholic priests, So I grew up in a very conservative environment. And what I remember was my dad God, it was, I mean, I was just a child. My father was standing in a pharmacy, and he was pointing at a row of glass bottles that had the Latin names of herbs etched into it. He said, there is so much wisdom in there, I don't understand why they're going to all these synthetic drugs. You know, and that, I think, was really the starting point in my thinking different from Orthodox medicine.
Yes, indeed. Now, you've got a strong background in chemistry. You taught chemistry at a university as a professor. A lot of people are afraid of chemistry, or like when they're in high school, it's not a subject that attracts a lot of people. How significant is chemistry?
Well, you can understand science and your environment and life itself if you understand chemistry, because that's what's going on in your body, right? Like, for example, the most basic things that we just touched on, telomeres. Telomeres are extensions at the end of your DNA molecules. They're the longest at the time of birth. There's a certain number of subdivisions for each species, and that's the interesting part. It actually goes into the belief systems, right? Because there are some people out there, the atheists, they say, well, everything is just by accident. And if there is a intelligent design, then they admit that there is something to do with belief systems, right? And when you look at the chemistry of a DNA, telomeres, and literally every step from simply hydrolyzing a protein in your body or utilizing a sugar in a different way, this is all chemistry, right? Now, like, let's get back a little bit more to telomeres, because that's the real fascinating thing, right? Every species has telomeres. They are just a different length. For example, humans at the maximum have about 54 subdivisions, and every time when a cell divides, it chops off one of those subdivisions, and if all 54 subdivisions are used up, that would represent a maximum lifespan of about 110 to 120. Like, dogs only have 15, so maximum lifespan around 25. The Galapagos territory is 75, that's 250, and so on and so on. So that's pretty well established. Now, when men and women get together and make schnooky wooky or whatever you want to call that in order to make a child, there's an enzyme in the body, it's called telomerase, that sets the telomeres back to full potential. So every time a child is born, it comes up with the maximum length of telomeres. And the interesting part in respect to aging most recently, and that's really where we're connecting health practices, that good health practices actually increase telomere lengths or keep telomeres long, while faulty health practices shorten telomeres. For example, stress is the biggest telomere shortening factor. Faulty nutrition goes into that, right? And when you combine many different health practices in longevity studies, and that's really why I appreciate sports nutrition update like you so much, because exercise is the absolute number one anti-aging modality. There's no question about it.
Amen to that. Boy, you're speaking my language, Hans. You know, that's one of the reasons I was attracted to you so much, too, because you're one of the few intellectuals that actually not just make mention of it in passing, but you emphasize it and you stress it. And there's not a book I've ever written on health by all the great pioneers that doesn't stress this as well. So now, you made medical history with your own personal heart recovery protocol. I read about it, and I think it's amazing. Maybe you could share this amazing story with our listeners.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, a lot of the things that I discuss about, everybody can just go to our website, to my new website, drhanskugler.com, drhanskugler.com. You'll find a lot of things there. But the bottom line was this. I was turning into my health club for a workout. A young kid had bought an oversized truck 2 hours before, ran a red light, side impacted me, and that impact was, I mean, I was in two airplane crashes. I wasn't flying, and I know what a Big Bang is, and that was even worse. It tore off one-third of the back of a Mercedes, right? And spun it around, and I was squeezed in there. And in my mind, my left shoulder was ripped open and bleeding, and I was thinking, how can I reach a towel to stop the bleeding? And then come the paramedics, broken neck, broken spine, and the police here said, oh, move, we're going to get you out of there. They put that tool on, and it goes, it opens up, and my shoulder was still there. Oh, thank you, God. Magnificent. But they brought me to Torrance Memorial, evaluated everything else, and there was something wrong. They couldn't pinpoint it, and it took over a year to determine that that impact had actually ruptured parts in my heart. And that damage led to the point where my left atrium was extremely enlarged. It was 6.8, like less than 3.9 is normal. I had an extreme heart irregularity. I mean, normally your heartbeat is like bump, 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 right? And mine went bump, 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 bump. Then I hit my chest. Oh, boom, boom. Oh, it was distressing. I mean, believe me, instead of with my girlfriend, I slept with a stethoscope. Anyway, in my ejection fraction, the capacity of your heart to pump out, where 50 is a minimum, was down to 28. And a friend of mine, an MD, finally diagnosed that that was the problem. I went to USC. We did cardioversions, ablations. Nothing really worked. And a friend of mine, a very important researcher, Dr. Ulrich Friedrichsen in Germany, he was at Heidelberg and Tübingen University, where they actually pinpointed the active trigger chemicals that make things worse in your body, low molecular weight, nucleic acid, peptides, and growth factors. They actually developed a treatment method that uses that. And my basic thinking was, what is an athlete? A bunch of muscles. What is the heart? A bunch of muscles. So how do we treat and repair my heart? Naturally, we focus on muscle and muscle repair. And that's what we did. Make a long story short, within 3 months of combining heavy weightlifting, which is normally with heart disease, oh, don't do this, right? Heavy weightlifting. I went to Germany. I got those embryonic cell extracts. And again, you can read more about that in my, you know, on my website at drhanskugler.com. No dots or anything in between. And my left atrium from 6.8 had come down to 3.7. My rhythm was totally normal. And my ejection fraction went from 28 to 60 and then up to 80%. That means at my age, 78, I'm classified as high-performing athlete. Now, that was a relaxing moment when I saw this print out. That was really amazing. And I got in my airplane. I still fly. And I went to 11,500%. And I said, thank you, God, for giving me the brains and the friends to be able to achieve that. And guess what? Somebody who bought my book said, why did you have to bring God into that? I said, can I give you the $7 back that you paid for my book? Anyway. So it's very positive. Everything is rolling along very nicely. But let's get back a little bit more towards the most basic aging research that we did at Roosevelt University in Chicago, because it leads, again, back into the importance of fitness and exercise. Right? We took cancer-prone mice, very similar to humans that get cancer at the same rates, and we subjected them to all the mistakes people make, right? A high sugar, high fat diet, no exercise, cigarette smoke blown through the cages, tap water, drinking water, no supplements, and so on. And then the other group, we had everything as good as possible. Purina Rat Chow, they put together a diet at my definitions. That's what the animals received. They were also made to do exercise 3 times per week in a rotating drum, carbon-filtered drinking water, antioxidant supplements, a whole bunch of other supplements, so all the good stuff, and naturally, no cigarette smoke. Now, here's a key point. We got about 100% in the difference of average lifespan between the two groups, which is absolutely magnificent. I never thought we would achieve that, right? But it was actually predicted by Professor Taraskin from Alabama University School of Medicine. And the interesting part here that leads us back to the fitness part, to the exercise, if you repeat the same study, without the exercise and the positive side, everything drops by 50%. 50%? Wow, that is an amazing number. And everybody at first, you know, there was several years ago when I was at Roosevelt University in Chicago. Oh, yeah, well, you know, that can't be and blah, blah, blah. Well, in the last two or three years, three research groups have confirmed our longevity studies. And so going back to my book, Lifelong Health, we put things together in a very simple how-to approach. And that's at first, how-to achieve optimum health, and then we talk a little bit about weight loss, the principles, and then we talk about looking at future stem cells, that, because that's my real thing. When I recognized I wasn't as indestructible as I always thought I was, you know, in the military, MP, jet pilot, and all this kind of stuff, and suddenly I was down in the dumps, you know, that's when I put about $300,000 into a stem cell laboratory to make person-specific stem cells. Yep. And so here you have it. The bottom line, basic anti-aging research, and on top in the clouds, already being confirmed, how to make stem cells, and these stem cells will be the regenerating medicine in the future. There's no question about it.
Hans, you know that most people struggle with compliance when it comes to what we brand as exercise in this modern age. Obviously, the great majority of adults are not training regularly with enough intensity or correctly. So if we know that this is a science, you know, all universities have physiological departments, you know, the kinetics, all the rest of it, why isn't there more consciousness embedded in the brains of these adults, many of them who have degrees from universities? What is this struggle all about?
Well, you're not the only one that asked this question. You know, you mentioned earlier, I'm a frequent presenter with the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, and we've discussed this in very much detail, but the most basic thinking is it goes back to our upbringing from elementary school and up. Because here, when the schools run a little bit short on money, what do they terminate and cut out? That's the physical activity programs. That is about the dumbest thing ever. That is the most important part ever. That's where it starts. And the children look at their parents, fat and overweight, you know, so what? I can eat. And it takes a lot of education. But the key point in every publication, in every radio TV show that we're on, is just really to emphasize real findings. Give them the facts. If you're not doing any exercise, you are doing things wrong and you are going to go downhill and you're going to get fat and you're going to get to a point where your body doesn't perform very well. And I had people the age of 30 or 35 that take me aside, you know, big guys, hey, doc, can you get me something, you know, a Viagra prescription or something, you know? I mean, at that age, that is just absolutely ridiculous. Earlier, we used to define lifelong health as a state of homeostasis by doing nutrition and exercise and stress management and a limited environment. Now all this has changed in the light of recent research findings. We rearrange that. The number one priority is exercise and exercise and exercise. And it can be done correctly, very simply. Like women to always tell us that, oh, I don't want to become muscular like a man. Well, there's a very simple guideline. It's called the 1RM, one repetition max for exercise machines. If you do it one way, you will never gain weight. You will just lean. If you do it the other way, you can gain muscle at any age and, you know, at any time. You know, and after the exercise, then we're going into detoxing, right? Because we have so many toxic chemicals in our body that interfere with metabolic pathways. You know, genetically, that is one real junk area that really needs to be brought out. And it also appears from some of the studies that future stem cells will possibly be the only method or the only modality that can actually balance genetically the negative effects of genetically modified foods, right? And so we developed a detoxing program, which is also described in my book. It's a little bit detailed, but we're using non-flushing niacin, a little bit exercise. We sit in the sauna, and all those toxic chemicals will come out of your body. We have documentation for all this in the book.
Okay. Yes. I lived in Victoria, Canada, for a few years. I had the opportunity to work with Dr. Abram Hoffer. Do you know of him and his work?
Oh, totally, totally. Abram was a magnificent researcher.
What do you think about what he was doing with treating mental illness with niacin and B6 and evening primrose oil? And maybe you know Linus Pauling, or maybe you knew of him. He's been one of my mentors, too. I guess you know all these people.
Oh, totally. Actually, for a very short time there, I was working together with Linus Pauling, right? When I was teaching at Roosevelt University in Chicago, a gentleman came very often to my laboratory, and, you know, I explained what thing was going on. One day he comes and he says, my son is at Urbana University in medical school. He came down with viral encephalitis. That means he's in a coma. Viral encephalitis is so bad that even if you make it past it, I mean, mentally, it's very distressing. I mean, you're basically out for the rest of your life, right? So anyway, yeah. And what could we possibly do? And how about if we give him vitamin C and so on? So I naturally endorsed that. And he went to the doctors at the university over there and said, could you please give my son 50 or 100 grams of vitamin C intravenous and so on? And a lot of the younger doctors were saying, oh, what a nonsense, all this vitamin stuff. But there was one elderly gentleman, an MD, he says, look, people, this kid is gone. He's a goner. Why don't we make their father happy? How much would it cost to give that kid 100 grams of vitamin C intravenously? A few dollars? So let's do it. So anyway, they scrounged up 40 grams of vitamin C, made an intravenous solution, and within 2 hours of giving that kid this IV solution, he fell into a normal sleep. They scrounged up from universities everywhere around it, you know, with special messenger service, another 150 grams of vitamin C, gave it to him in 50-gram amounts twice a day. The kid came out of the coma, totally healthy. He became an MD, magnificent student studies, no effect on anything like this. And then Linus Pauling tried to get this thing published. And guess what they were saying? Oh, well, it's only one special, you know, case history, and that could be just by accident and blah, blah, blah. You know, I mean, I actually wrote about it in one of my earlier books, the Dr. Kugler, Seven Keys to Longer Life. But I mean, Linus Pauling and all these people, they were geniuses, as was Robert Mendelson from Illinois University School of Medicine, right? Professor of Medicine, pediatrics.
Yes, yes.
He wrote the book, How to Have Healthy Children in Spite of Your Doctor.
Yes. I loved his publications. Yeah, there were some really great pioneers. They seem to be all gone now. Like I said, you're one of the remaining few, because I was fortunate enough. I was born in 1957, so I had the fortune of having access to the minds of these great pioneers before they passed on, but a lot of them are gone now. What are some of your favorite anti-aging dietary supplements that you yourself take?
You know what? Some of the original thinkers have left this environment and this planet and their plumber, but I think they're watching us and they're guiding us, right? Now, we now have the American Academy Anti-Aging Medicine, worldhealth.net, and I'm one of the moderators with the forum, the medical forum. People can listen in, I mean, look at it and see what doctors are discussing about. Myself, with some other people, we founded the International Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. And again, you can read more about it at www.drhanskugler.com. And in respect to real anti-aging modalities, you know, growth hormone is one of those. I mean, that everybody who has a little bit of money takes the stuff. But most recently, the manufacturers of growth hormone have greatly increased the price, and they put a lot of people under stress. I mean, what used to cost for about $400 a month is now close to $600, $700. A lot of people can't afford it. But then I think sometimes good things are happening. Like I met at one of the A4M meetings, right, the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine in Las Vegas, where I was a speaker. There was a company that demonstrated a new product from Velvet Deer Antler. Well, Velvet Deer Antler had always been used for many years in Oriental medicine as very effective, but they say we have a new method of making it. The old method was they ground up the antlers, boiled them with water, and made a concentrate, still effective. But nowadays what they're doing with very fine equipment, high-pressure steel balls, they make a very fine grind, they cold extracted, like with something like equivalent to red wine, concentrated, and the extract of Velvet Deer Antler analyzed showed that it contained IGF-1. Now, that is the key chemicals that doctor check in a blood analysis if they are considering prescribing growth hormone for a person. So this is in the Velvet Deer Antler. And I took some samples, and when I went back from the meeting, I was supposed to go back on my growth hormone, and I didn't. I just took the deer antler. And for 4 weeks, I thought, well, you know, I'm probably going to lose the muscle mass because I'm not taking the growth hormone. No, I maintained it. I actually continued for 3 months, and it's also written up in my book, continued that, and over the 3 month period, I did not take one unit of growth hormone. I just used the Velvet Deer Antler, the new one. I think bioproteintech.com is a company or whatever, but you can see it on my website. Right? But actually, I gained 2 pounds of muscle mass. And you can save a few dollars there. So there's all kinds of possibilities if you know chemistry, counterbalance either costs or faulty nutrition or the junk that they are feeding us with the genetically modified foods, you know, stay away from all this stuff. You know, there's always possibilities, and that's basically what I outline in my book, Life on Health.
Yes, and we will encourage all of our listeners to go to your website and have a look at what you have to offer there, and also to download Lifelong Health is an ebook. It's in a PDF format. Is that how you get it?
Yes. Yes, you can get it from Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and whatever. And through our nonprofit organization, the International Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, we made it available at, I think, a mere $7.20 or something like that. You can download it to your computer or to your iPad or whatever.
Sounds wonderful. Well, Dr. Kugler, our time is gone. It's been a wonderful interview. I mean, the insight that you have, the experience, the background is absolutely amazing. And just thank you so much for making the time to give us a report on anti-aging and living well.
Well, we should do this on a regular basis because new things are being published literally every couple of weeks. And it always adds up to the whole picture, which is, you know, the key point to follow.
I'm going to ask you for a final parting comment, and I'm going to simply put it this way. Hans, what is it all about? What is this life that we have to live, and what is the purpose to live it?
Well, I'd like to get a little bit philosophical, right? I mean, I'm not very, very religious, you know, but look at the whole system. I mean, there's a reason for it. Do what you can justify. Think about karma. Like when you win $1 million in lottery, you know, give most of it away. That will benefit you best. Help some people that are really in need. You know, look at what government is doing at the present time, which is not very nice. I mean, politics and the influence of special interest groups is just absolutely disgusting, you know? And live life so that you can say, I'm doing the right thing, and I am responsible for what I'm doing.
Very nice. Dr. Kugler is the president and founder of the International Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine in Redondo Beach, California. He's a professor of chemistry, well-known author. Dr. Kugler, we thank you very much for your contribution.
Anytime. Call me back and we'll bring things up today.
We hope you've enjoyed the topics discussed and our special guest interview on this edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU is produced monthly and is distributed internationally by the Corey Hawley Institute. To learn how you can subscribe to this unique and motivational audio program, please visit CoreyHawley.com or call us toll-free in the U.S. and Canada at 1-866-433-1595. That's 1-866-433-1595. This is Scott Barrett, wishing you the very best of health and fitness for life.
Representing lifestyle, new way of life. Listen, it's SNU, sing along, it's true. Yo, coming through straight, Malik with Sports Nutrition Update. Prolong your life, live long, stay strong, for it won't be long till your time is gone. So I sing this song to pass on wisdom. Hit us up at CoreyHawley.com. Love your life, live right, things will be alright. Knowledge is key, just follow our lead. You'll see a change in heart and health, which leads to wealth and higher self-esteem. Follow your dreams and see. Follow your dreams and see.